This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the grain markets for Wednesday, April 17th. Well, kind of a mixed trade yesterday in the grain space. Soybeans continue to be under pressure and approaching contract lows. Corn, very quiet, just unchanged on the day. Soybeans were down 13, by the way. And in wheat, we had a mixed day. We were pretty much seeing an outside day on Kansas City and Chicago, but KC closed up 3, Chicago was down 2, Minneapolis was up 1, but it started out strong and ended up not closing that well. So a little bit of a spike high in the Minneapolis market. So it's kind of hard to see any kind of a pattern here with the wheat market continuing to basically pace sideways to maybe drifting a little bit lower. But the market is starting to pay much more attention to weather, of course, and not really liking what it's seeing as far as what's going on in Russia. Even the U.S. Central Plains are starting to get a lot more chatter, if not more buying energy in the market. At least there's definitely more talk about what's going on. So first of all, in weather, in the U.S. Central Plains, it's quite often that it splits right down the half, right down the middle, and that is what's going on this year as well. The western half, or really more the western third, continues to be very dry. The central part is trending dry. The eastern part looks okay, but that's more of corn and soybean country anyway. Last couple of days, we've had a lot of wind. Many tornadoes reported across Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Nebraska. So we're experiencing some pretty harsh weather. It doesn't appear we're getting a lot of rain out of these systems. So that's noteworthy, obviously. You get that kind of wind, and you've already had a dry start to this pattern. That just exacerbates the problem. The 6 to 10-day forecast has the western, literally the entire western half of the United States in much above normal temperatures. Precip is expected to be above normal in the far southern plains. In the 8 to 14-day forecast, we're looking at that heat shifting to the east. So as of yesterday, it was parked right over Kansas. As of today, it's shifting a little bit more toward Missouri and Iowa. But it's going to be much above normal temperatures as we get into that 10, 11, 12-day outlook. Precip for the 8 to 14-day has above normal precip in the southwest U.S. So it's interesting to see they're calling for heat, but they're also calling for above normal precip. We often don't see that kind of a pattern. In Russia, of course, we're watching that very closely as well. They've been trending dry for a couple months now and starting to get a lot more chatter there, too. The forecast has the next week pretty much continuing dry. As you get into the forecast for 10 days out, they are starting to bring more rain into the far southern region of Russia. Eastern Ukraine stays relatively dry. The northern region of the northern part of the southern region, and then the central region of Russia, continues to stay fairly dry. So this is going to become a problem as you get into late April, which is where these forecasts take us. If the rains don't develop, at least in that far southern area, I think the crop is really going to start to show some stress in the Black Sea, and the markets will be paying much more attention. So it's important that we get those rains. They're kind of barely in the forecast, but it's important that they do come. We've got Ukraine putting out some production estimates for corn production. They're at 27 million tons for this year. That would be down 2.5 million from last year, steady with the year before that, but down 15 from the crop year of 21-22. A similar story for wheat, a production estimate at 19 million tons. It's down 4.4 from last year. It's down 2.5 from 2 years ago and down 14 million tons from crop year of 21-22. Germany is also projecting a decline in wheat production. They're at 20.2 million tons. And that is down 6% from last year, and that's coming from a drop in planted acres. Both Germany and France last fall experiencing very wet planting conditions, and so they're their wheat plantings, well, their winter grain plantings were down significantly in that region. Looks like the UK is kind of in that same boat as well. Egypt put out a tender on Monday afternoon, and Tuesday they announced the results of that tender. Ukraine was the sole seller of 120,000 tons. 60,000 of that was at $220 a ton FOB for the 270-day line of credit. The other 60 was 221 FOB for a 270-day line of credit. So it gives us a snapshot of where we are. Surprising to see Ukraine take it all. In Russia, their prices were notably above Ukraine. So I think it goes without saying that Russia is going to try to get more aggressive on these next sales. They're not going to be pushed out of these sales, especially when they have so much supply on hand. A couple other things, Australian Weather Bureau reporting that they believe the El Nino has officially ended, but they're still not sure what the story is with La Nina. They're still not certain that it's going to evolve by this year, even though most other weather guys are reporting that they expect La Nina to be pretty much in full force by mid to late summer, which has definite implications for U.S. production, crop production, especially in the Midwest. But again, the Australian Weather Bureau is kind of like the leader of the La Nina, El Nino phenomena. So we'll lean on them to see if we get an official announcement of when La Nina is taking place. So the night session in wheat, we're up a couple cents. The other markets are fairly quiet. It's just looking like, you know, the markets are holding their own, just pacing sideways, except soybeans, which have just continued to come under pressure. You know, you've got the Brazilian harvest going on. They're about 83% done. The dollar continues to creep higher. We're sitting at a six-month high in the dollar. So, you know, that clearly is having an impact on U.S. grain export competition, especially in soybeans, where it really is just between us and Brazil and somewhat Argentina. But, you know, Brazil's harvest is close to wrapping up and their supplies are plentiful. So it's very tough to compete against them at this time of year anyway, and especially with the dollar moving higher. But corn is almost flatlining here recently. And I think it's a combination of pretty decent weather conditions to get the planting season started. But at the same time, our acres are going to be less than expected. So the market's making an effort to at least not go down, trying to buy some acres as the soybeans go down. Corn is holding its own. And I think that's just its attempt to try to lure some more acres from the farmers in away from soybeans or hay or whatever else might be going in this spring. So we're pretty flat in the grains. Wheat can't seem to find a direction. You know, crop conditions slowly declining in the central plains. The weather is a little sketchy in the central and southern plains, but it's not enough to propel the market higher. You know, Russia, of course, is on the radar, but again, it's still pretty early in the growing season. Not enough to get traders concerned about wheat supplies, at least for now. There are issues that are on the perimeter and could become front and center here fairly quickly, but at this point, it's just not enough to move the market. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.